Last time I looked, it's been a while back, I think it was still the latest model, but in the last, you know, probably 6 months or so, I hadn't looked into it, but it's been a pretty solid radio.
Y'all been rode up towards the mountains or anything lately?
In a long time. Like I said, I went out to Baton Rouge and Wendy went to Florida, and other than that, we've been, you know, headed down south to Georgia for the holiday festivities.
Well, ain't a whole lot here. Same old thing, me, working Monday and Tuesday and just laid back the rest of the time. They calling for all this rain tomorrow, and I got to go to a birthday party at 6:30 tomorrow evening. Boy, that's going to be good if it does what they say it's going to do. I ain't really crazy about all of it, but I can't miss it, though.
CHY, yep, Roger. Yeah, I know we're supposed to get some, but I don't know what the schedule's supposed to be and how long it's supposed to go on. But yeah, I pretty much figured out tomorrow's going to be a waste of a day as far as getting anything done outside.
Well, they kept predicting that somewhere around 9 tonight, the rain would start coming in, and we're talking 1 to 2 inches for Sunday and sunshine in Monday.
See what? I don't know if you've seen Lake Hartwell lately, but it could sure use it. We went over to Clemson to eat last night, and, you know, I go back and forth over the lake, going back and forth to work. And it'd been low, and we went over there last night, and I mean, it's twice as low as it was last time I'd seen it.
You know, that's kind of strange you say that it's down, and this ain't got nothing to do with what I'm thinking to you, but I went by the pond today over here at the county jail, and the pond looked like it was down, and I'm like, well, I hadn't seen that in a long time. So, if you're saying lakes down, so I don't understand that. And they ain't got nothing to do with each other, but why would the water be down at two places?
Guess just hadn't had a whole lot of rain this past summer and fall or something. I don't know. I really kind of thought Hartwell, I figured they were probably just draining it off to get water downstream, but I don't know. But yeah, based on what you said about the pond over there, maybe it is just dry.
C908.
N4OVQ.
I figured I might could help answer your question as to why it's affected like that. So the upstate's kind of in a drought situation, not a severe one, but depending on who you ask, but the humidity in the upstate plus the least amount of rain that we've had over the last several months, so since the humidity's low, the water's evaporating faster, and since it's not being replenished fast enough, so for example, you know, with the rain we get tonight and tomorrow, it'll make a little bit of a dent in it. But then right after that, it's going to be a lot of cool, dry air, so it's just going to evaporate a lot quicker than, say, if we, you know, didn't have all this dry air coming in from the north. So hopefully that makes sense.
K908. I think I've talked with you before. That makes a whole lot of sense to me. N4OVQ.
Appreciate it also.
Yeah, I'm sorry I doubled with the other gentleman. No, my pleasure. I just happened to have the radio on scan, and so, well, maybe I can help shed some light on it. But no, I was saying I've been a ham for 23 years this year. So I've been around a long time. So I am sure we probably have talked. Yeah, I know your call sounds familiar to me. Go ahead.
908, I know that. For some reason, I know that. I'm in 40VQ. I've been doing this since 84, I think, is when I first started out and got my lights and all over.
I've had a few different call signs over the years. I've had this one since 2011. And, of course, I've got a repeater on Caesar's Head also, which we finally got all the interference pretty much taken care of now, it seems like. So it's getting used a lot more again, which is always a good thing. But anyway, well, I didn't want to break up y'all's queue, so I just, like I say, happened to hear that and figured I'd try to help out. But yeah, I do a lot with Skywarn and a lot with weather and all that sort of stuff. Just enjoy it. But anyway, I'll let you two get back together. Hope you guys have a good Christmas, and stay dry as you can. K908.
My friend, I appreciate it. Yeah, that was real helpful. But, dog, if I for some reason, I just know that call, and I can't figure. Do you know ND7J Bob up in Hendersonville?
Did he work on, was he like a radio technician? I'm trying to think. Am I thinking about the right guy? Did radio stuff for law enforcement, whatnot?
Oh, he was a photographer.
Trying to think of who that... He may have had a different call at one time. I'm thinking I may know who you're talking about.
He had a different call at one time, and he was a forwarder. But to get the call for him being an extra... He took ND7J, which 7 is not here, but to get the call, that's what he took, over.
Yeah, I'm originally from the Gaffney area, so I at one time was KG4KSZ, and did not like that call sign at all. So when I upgraded to General, I went to KG4OYN, and I didn't like that one no much better. So I give the FCC two chances to give me a decent call sign, and neither one of them really worked out. So I went to being WB4BLI for a long while. But then when I got my extra, I decided to get a short call, and because I'm blind as a bat and have a guide dog, I went with a canine call, and at the time, it just so happened that my dog was named Hanson, so canine old Hanson, and unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago, but unless I come across a very good number 4 call and get lucky enough to snatch it up, it'll probably be K9OH for the foreseeable future.
You know, I've tried to look up to see if I want to change mine. I've been in 40VQ ever since, I think, 80. The way I would ever change that call would be to get my initials. You know, like, I just, N4SCR, that would be my initials, but... I'm just going to stick with what they gave me and just keep it all these years, though.
Well, it's not a bad call. That OVQ, it rolls off very nicely, so you got a good call. And if I think I had it that long, yeah, I'd probably keep it. But, yeah, I thought about, I really had a, you know... thing for the W-4 calls. But they, most of them were, you know, taken up, and the ones that I went out for, somebody else grabbed them up in that lottery system. So I just, you know what, this one's not too bad. It works, so I'll live with it.
M4OVQ. Well, the thing about it is, you know, everybody, look, if you're going to do Morse code, you want the shortest, you know, and the best call that you, if y'all into that, which I'm not, I don't want to change the call just so it's easier to send code, but when it's not even required no more, to my understanding, I don't know, I had to do it, and I had to go through it, and I think everybody should know it, because that's communication, over.
I could see that. I think, you know, and I sort of initially felt that way, but my opinion slowly began to change after I saw that. I looked at it kind of from this perspective. When I took my code, because of my vision impairment, they let me send code because I could send faster. And by the time it was time for me to get my general, and I had the code requirement was only 5 words a minute, then it wasn't long after that. A few years later, they just went ahead and done away with the Technician Plus. But when I did it, I took my code and my general together the same day. And it gave me my, one of the three gentlemen that was in there was a big-time CW operator by the name of Fritz. Let me let it drop. That gentleman, they were prepared for me to send at 5 words a minute. He was a very good CW operator. He did it in the military. I mean, I haven't personally met anybody. Not to say that there's not anybody out there, but I've never, you know, interacted with somebody at UCW like this gentleman did. But he was blown away when I sat down and sent it to him at 35 words a minute versus 5 words a minute. The other two proctors on the exam, they finally asked me to slow down because he was the only one that could keep up with my sending. And I think I sent maybe a quarter of the paragraph. They just looked at me and said, "You might as well stop. You've done past it." So. But I haven't, other than, you know, repeater work and things like that, I haven't used it near as much. I still know enough to keep myself, you know, with it. But I say all that to say, that what kind of changed my opinion is I learned that even with my disability, that there was people that had a real hard time grasping code, but were very intelligent electronically. They knew circuits. They knew a lot of technical knowledge. And to lack that one skill, I thought was a bit tough on, you know, the things that they could bring to the hobby. So I kind of, my view shifted a little bit as time went on. And I've, you know, some of those folks, after not having the pressure of taking an exam, some of them actually went back and picked it up later and found that they could find a way to do it. Then some of them, like I said, they had such a technical background, but they just couldn't. They had a hard time hearing it, for whether it be the tone or whatever. So, it seemed, you know, I do wish that they had a, you know, kept a competency, not necessarily a requirement, but a way to have that endorsement. But just like everything else. The world just keeps changing.
N4OVQ. Well, you know, when I got mine, it was 5 words per minute, too. And before I got my novice license back, I went to Shelby, North Carolina up here and took the technician. Well, they made me take the novice again because I didn't have no proof of it. So we took the test, and they had a question that was wrong. The answer was wrong. They asked the question. They had the wrong answer. And I had to go back, let's say, behind stage with them and us go through that because this one girl, you couldn't miss but 13 questions. She missed 14 because they had the wrong answer. But, you know, they wouldn't let her. They did right with me, but they didn't let her get her license because of a mistake that they made.
Come in.
Stacy and Billy. Stacy is in for DJCG. I had to say, I just want to comment real quick. I went through that same process. I had to go to FCC Atlanta to take my technician. Question part of 50 question deal. I passed my novice back in 79 and got my general about the same year. I went to Greenville, Tech. I was living in Rock Hill at the time. Went to Greenville Tech to take my 13 word per minute code. And yeah, I passed it, and they said I'd failed it when I was about to leave the room. And I said, that can't be right. And somebody looked at it, and they were using the wrong key for the code. The examiner's worse. I got mine, but the other people already left. They already left and thought they failed, and they really had. Back to Billy, K9OH, N4DJC.
Fortunately, I didn't have any, I guess I got... lucky, I studied my brains out because I was so interested in it. I was 18 at the time, and here I am, 41. And definitely the hardest test for me ended up being the extra itself, because some of the satellite stuff I had not ever at the time been exposed to. I have since then, both in my career with what I do for a living in IT and communications. And when I took my extra class, I made the mistake of changing one question, and they told me after, I don't know why I changed it, I don't remember now, but I remember doing it, and the guy was like, if you'd have changed one more question, you'd have failed. He said, you were two questions on the other side of it. And he said, if you'd changed one more, you'd have messed up. I got all of them on the first attempt, I guess. Well, no, I lied. I did try it when I was younger, but I was in my teens, and I thought I knew what I really did. And that was back when the novice and the tech were separate. It was gone. But I remember that initial test kicking my tail in. I thought, I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
Hey, Jerry, N4DJC, how you doing, my man?
Doing pretty bad, Stacy. I've been going to the doctor about off and on about the last year, I guess, and hopefully I'll get some stuff done next year. It's going to clear everything up for me. I've been doing pretty fair, but hope you're doing well. I just want to drop in and say hello. I don't hear you very often, and I hear Billy on every once in a while, not real often, but he got a great repeater up on, I think at 4.7 is his. That's about one of the best repeaters around anywhere. He keeps that thing teed up pretty well. Anyway, I just want to drop in and say hello and just listen to the conversation. Thought I'd add my little problem I had with my code. I did get my 20 word per minute endorsement in Charlotte, but I never went back to get the advanced Well, the extra got tied up at work and just never went any further than that. But, anyway, you guys carry on. Just want to say hello, Stacy. M4DKC clear.
Hey, that, you know, when I could read 15 words per minute better than I could do the 13. That 13 had a certain rhythm to it, but that's what they warned you to do. You better. So that was, I did it, but it was just some kind of rhythm going on there when I could listen to 15, and I felt like that. So, but anyway, I got through it, over.
Go ahead and pick it up, Billy. K908, M4DJC.
I ended up sending instead of receiving. If I had just, you know, been forced to do receiving, I would have had to probably get really creative with how I'd make that work, because I just could not, you know, write with an ink pen that fast. But it all worked out, you know. That's the main thing. I still think it's a very important skill to have, not just as an audible signal, but you could flash a light, or you could, you know, you don't even have to have radio. I mean, if you're in a room with somebody that also knows code and you need to say something without really saying anything, you can kind of get away with it. And I did do that a little bit back when I was in school. I had a friend that would tap on our desk during class, and of course, nobody ever knew it.
I got a whole lot of static. I don't know what's going on here in poor OBQ.
Sounds like there was some interference coming in, because it come on you a couple times too. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to hog it. I'm usually monitored somewhere around a good bit of time, but I got to go finish doing some chores, so I can make it in the morning. But, gentlemen, it was good to speak at y'all, and I'll have to make more of a habit to do it. And if you can't catch me here or one of the other machines, I'm usually monitoring mine, and I appreciate the compliments on it. We put a hard bunch of work on getting that thing back where it needed to be after the tower collapsed up there during one of the tornadoes about 3 years ago. There was some other damage, and, you know, not just affecting me, but other stuff up there. So we've been blessed to get everything where it is now. But anyway, if I don't speak to you gentlemen but before Christmas, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll catch y'all down the log. K908.
Good to hear you from you. I'll hear you that often, sure enough. Don't be a stranger, just holler. M4DKC and back to M4OVQ.
908, good talk to you. And I know I've talked to you before. I just, for some reason, I know that call. But anyway, have a good evening. Good talking with you. And I'll catch you on later. All right, Jerry, everything good?
Well, better than it was. I had to have some issues last year, but doing a little better than that. Had a little surgery for, you know, had some cancer in my leg, and they got that out. But just skin cancer, they dug that out. And had a few other things with this and that. But you know how it is when you get old. That's just the way things go. But, I'll hear Keith on that bunch of checking, and that hadn't heard him on very often. And I checked in with Roger last night on the Anderson net. But I hear him on every once in a while when he's going home to lunch or coming back or something like that. I still been monitoring to get a bit of D-Star off and on too, because I can do it downstairs without having to have my sister use a hotspot. It's just a bit easier for me to do it downstairs instead of walking up down these stairs. Are you still working any of you fully retired?
Well, I'm still at mall Monday and Tuesday. And you know, tonight's first time I've talked to Keith since we went to Lanesville July the 27th. We went up there for the Ham Fest, or the 24th or 27th. We stayed up there a couple nights. And tonight's first time I've talked to Keith since then. So we talking almost 6 months.
About the right time, because I know y'all were going up there. I went over to the Anderson one over here, and I didn't, you know, didn't nobody have any badges on. I didn't know who was who over there. I know that Andy was over there, I think. I saw him, and I don't know whether Roger came or not, but it was chilly that morning. I didn't go to about 10 o'clock, but there weren't many people over there. I didn't see Roger over there at all. But, you know, there wasn't nothing going over there. I thought I'd go by and say hello to a few people, but like I said, I didn't see anybody. Nobody had a badge or hat on to identify the call, so I didn't know who was,
Even know when that Ham Fest was. I mean, like I told Keith earlier, we generally go to Stone Mountain over there. Well, October and November, I mean, I just forgot about all that. And, we didn't get together and go, which we've been doing for 2 or 3 years. I totally forgot, just like I did to Anderson. I don't even know when that was. When was it?
BQ and Fort DJC. I think it was in early November, I think, Stacy. It's about, yeah, that Lawrenceville Ham Fest is about the same time. Lawrenceville might have been the next week or something. I don't remember. It might have been. It was the first Saturday, might have been the first or second Saturday of November, might have even been on the same weekend, but I don't think so. I think it was maybe a week ahead, well, I think last year, and I know you went to, you know, I heard talk to him, you know, coming back for some Shelby this year, you know, and same thing with, like I said, I think Gary and a couple other guys came down here to Anderson, but I never did. Like I said, I don't know what any of these guys look like, so they didn't have any call signs. The trucks had them on them, the cars, but I didn't see anybody. The only one I saw that I really recognized, I think Patrick's truck was there, but like I said, I don't know what it looks like. Like I said, you know, we used to always wear badges and hats and stuff back in the old days, so we could recognize everybody. But I just didn't see them. Of course, I'd recognize you if you were there. And I've known Roger from years ago. I don't know whether he's changed that much or not. I met him about 20 years ago, I guess. But anyway, I hope you've been doing all right. I've been seeing you've been popping up on APRS every once in a while. Not very often, but every once in a while.
You was talking about you saw Andy. Here he is, KI4LCI. The Ham Fest down there at Anderson was on the third Saturday in October. And, of course, as y'all saying about down there in Georgia, that was the first Saturday in November.
L-L-Z-I, how you doing, buddy?
Sitting here listening to y'all since the net was over, and I heard you mention ND7J. It's been so long since I've heard ND7J, I wasn't sure if he was still around, and I hope he knows about what happened to W4TWX. I'm assuming by now he does, so.
When I went to the Anderson, I saw you down there and tried to get in there. Andy was holding court those days. He had about a half dozen people around him. He did have his hat. He either had his hat or his badge on, one of those, but had a shirt on, I think. I was going to come back around, and the wife called me, and I had to go back. I can't stay out too long these days. And I hadn't heard about that, Andy. I about filling me and Stacy in if Stacy hadn't heard it?
I don't know how many of you knew Jack Nard, W4TWA, but I know ND7J was, and I tried to call him, but unfortunately I didn't have the right area code, and I never could get through to him. But I hope everybody that was in the DX Association, a lot of them knew Jack Nard, W4TWA, and I hope they're all aware now that he's no longer with us. He passed away sometime in May.
Hey, Andy.
Jack Norris of 6 Mile. I got the thing here when I can reach and get it here. Jack Norris passed away. Let's see, it's on here today. Well, I'll have to go through it to find it, but somewhere. But he passed away, I can say, back in, let's see, that about thing. I'll have to read it more closely, but anybody knew Jack Norris of 6 Mile, who used to get on 3856 a lot, and he had 2 repeaters up on 6 Mile Mountain, 145-17, 441-800, and 1 or 2 others around too. I know I was trying to call ND7J and tell him about it, but I never could get through to him, and I hope most everybody's aware of it by now, as long as it's been.
Said Andy, but I know it now, and I did know Jack Norris. I'm sorry to hear about that.
As I see it now here, well, it's a lot later than I was thinking it was. I was thinking it back in May. Show you how long I've kept up with it. Says on the article, September 6th, 2023.
I sure hate to hear that, and I've met Jack several times.
With us anymore, and like I said, I was thinking, glad I kept this article, because if I hadn't, I was thinking it was me, but yeah, he passed away down there in the hospital, down at St. Francis. His heart finally gave out on him.
Well, I'll be dog, I hate it. Lord bless him.
Don't ever talk with Indy. I would think by now he probably knows. But if he doesn't know, pass that along to him.
Ever talk to Bob? I haven't talked to Bob in a while. And, of course, Andy, I ain't seen you probably since last Anderson Ham Fest. I missed it, too. I missed 2 Ham Fests this year, and it just way stuff happens, I guess. Start getting older, start forgetting. Sometimes I don't even want to remember, neither.
Him bust y'all up about things, but I was just going to let y'all know about the dates on those Ham Fests. I know I did make it down there, and Jerry, he saw me, as he said, down there. He and I was down there, and I was aware of the other, but that anymore, that now Danson's about the only one I ever make anymore, so whoever else to take it, go ahead, and that means come in here and take the whole. Jerry, go ahead and take it. I guess it's yours. KI4LCI.
Don't worry about that. Ain't nothing. Always glad to hear from you. Yeah, that was it. I remember that was in October. It was cool that morning, I think, but it's the other one that was in October I used to go to years ago was the one in Rock Hill. It might have been the second week in October. It was either weekend before or something like that. And the one in the last one is in sometime in November, I think, or was anyway. At least it used to be. I used to get that one all the time years ago. But that was maybe, that might have been 20 people there, I guess, Stacy. And like I said, I saw Stacy there, but I know Gary, KI4DLS, he was there, but I didn't see him anywhere. And I think Patrick was there. And I'm sure there were other ones there that I didn't know, but some of the call signs on the cars I didn't really recognize, and some of them I did. But anyway, Stacy, I Roger talked like he's doing okay. He said he was still having, they were trying to figure out what all was going on with him. Been to cardiologist and thought he was doing okay again. But you been doing all right?
Good, just doing the same old thing. Just go to that mall on Monday and Tuesday, sit around all day, talk to all my friends, talk to people, and I was up there, which I go up there every day, even though when I'm not working. And I was up there today, man, that place was packed, what I'm talking about. Now I'm worried about Monday. I hope it ain't that packed when I go in Monday.
Well, I asked you several weeks ago, and it, but I don't know what day of the week. It wasn't a Monday or Tuesday. I want to say it was a Wednesday. You know, I was up that last week, and it was pretty busy last week. We usually go in the middle of the day. We don't go in the afternoon or anything like that. But they were still pretty busy, I think. But I imagine it's gonna get, ain't going to get no better before now and Christmas. I know that.
Wait till it's a lot closer to Christmas. You think it's busy now. It really will be. Y'all go ahead and carry on. I'm going to go back just to listening. I know at 11 I got to take some insulin anyway and get away from the radio at that time. KI4LCI, just going to be monitored.
Well, the I-N-4-O-V-Q. Good to hear you, and show is all.
You're welcome anytime, of course. Your wealth of information, as usual.
It's all, it, that mall up there, just, I hang around and just talk to everybody. They pay me to do it, that's what I do, and it's always a good time, oh.
When they had that altercation, and it must have been probably been a couple of years ago now, I guess. Since then, you know, it kind of died down. It looks like it's picked back up again, too. It looks like they did some stuff to keep all those kids out of there. Is that right?
Not necessarily, but it ain't not a whole lot going on up there right now. Yeah, it was packed today. I couldn't even believe it. Since I worked Monday and Tuesday, it was packed today. I went up there to eat lunch today with a friend of mine, and we had to hunt a table. So, you know, until it'll do this until after Christmas. It'll slack down a little bit, and then when tax time comes and they get checks, it'll go on for a couple of weeks, and then you won't see nothing else until the next holidays of Thanksgiving coming up.
Kind of way I remember, we used to go up there and walk some in the mornings, and I need to get back out and done. I ain't been able to do much walking until I got these stitches out and got my leg healed up. But I need to get back out and do some, sure enough. But we just don't like to hang around all those crowds anymore. We got to stay out of there. We were in Greenville the other day, though, and Hayward Mall, there was a bunch of people in that place, and it was like in the middle of the day. But, you know, they had a couple of incidents up there. But they had a lot of stores had security guards there, you know, cops and security guards in there, so they keep an eye a lot closer eye on people. And they have one thing where if you were, they didn't allow any unaccompanied minors in the mall anymore, I don't think, or either they were talking about doing it. But there was still a lot of people in there. You know, that was two stories. But there was a bunch of people. It's not like it, you know, years and years ago, before they added on to the Anderson Mall, that place stayed packed all the time before they added on to the wings to it over there. We used to go to that cinema down there all the time when we watched movies. That's where we usually went as long as we lived here anyway. And before then, too, because the theaters and all, they closed years and years ago, so we'd have to come over here to go see a movie.
Roger, exactly. Well, it just, it does me well for it to stay open. I don't know how long it'll be open. You know, the mall got sold a couple of years ago, and I've been there 10 years, and I just do this, do that. Just one of the best things that's ever come upon me to do, you know, and it's been good to me.
You have a little jingle in your pocket, too. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You can kind of work hours you want to. A lot different when you gotta work, when you work when you want to instead of working when they tell you you gotta work. But a lot different in working like that. But yeah, I used to remember we used to back in the late '60s, early '70s, we used to go all the time, and I was working over at back in early '70s, I was working at Grady's over there when it was up at Belvedere, and we'd always go across the street to ball and eat lunch. And yeah, it was always a nice area back in those days. It was, and they would stay busy. They had a bunch of kids in there. They had those games, electronic game things and stuff in there back then. And had just all kinds of stuff in there. And in fact, my wife and I were talking about it the other day when we were in Greenville. She was asking, she said, she was talking about someplace downtown where she used to go to get her dresses and stuff. And we finally remembered her Gene answers. We couldn't come up with that name to save our lives.
Roger, that's funny. Were you talking about, did you say Grady's?
Worked there back in the early 70s. My son works. That's a new one. He'd been there almost 20 years now. I worked there back in the early 70s, from about 71 to 73, not full-time, just part-time, baby.
I go to Grady's two or three times a week.
My gun catches, just looking for these years of mine. They don't open on Mondays anymore. He's there Monday through Saturday. I mean, excuse me, Tuesdays through Saturdays when he ain't gone to lunch. But they've been real busy this year. They were real busy today and yesterday, and they'll be real busy next week too.
Up there today, I go up there like I say two or three times a week. I check my holster table, which they ain't got a whole lot going on now. And I went up there and looked to see if they had any sales on the guns, but. I bought a P365 for 6 hour up there just here a while back, but I'm in the gun things. I probably got more than I need though.
We got one of those 380 365. This is a real soft shoot when I like it. My hands, I ain't got the strength of my hands these days. It's hard for me to handle a light 9mm. That little 380 is pretty handy. Same size, though, as a regular 365. This is a little good shooter. When I do get out and shoot some, I shoot mostly 22s. I got one of those King Cobra 22s they just came out with this past year. Or 10 shot. That's been real. I really enjoy shooting that thing. It's a lot cheaper shooting than the center fires are.
Yeah, I got it all. I told my brother today, I said, I'm trying to figure out next gun. I want to start looking at it. I mean, I just bought Mechanic, MC9, you know, and it's 15+1. But thing about it is, nobody's making holsters but maybe one place right now for that gun, you know.
Real for me, I know which one you talk about. I don't think I handle one day, but it don't take them long to come out with one of those molds for it, though. And as soon as they come out with the molds for it, somebody will help them out to make a kydex for it anyway, not a leather, but a kydex holster for it. Yeah, they make those, yeah, they'll get those, they make like it's like a cast metal one they use for making a holster so it'll handle the heat okay. And once they get those gun molds, they just churn them out like nobody's business them.
You can go to Grady right now and get one made for that MC9, that Canic MC9. I get one made right now, which I already am do that with a 365, but I don't use the holster. The Pegas holster, or DeSantis, is what I got on each one of my carries. And I got two more I'm going to buy. But, it's going, if you want to tote the inside or outside, I found out the inside for me is way better.
Usually, when I've carried in the past, I always carry on the outside. The inside, for inside works better for a lot of people if you push it far enough back. But I said, I don't worry too much about it anymore because I don't carry that often. But anyway, if I like the outside, if it's, I got a Mitch Rose and I carry my J-frames in, it sits up kind of above the belt. But it's a pretty low profile. But the other thing too, though, is when you get a little older and you get arthritis in your elbows and stuff, when you start, you know, the cross dog works a little better. I can do either side, but cross dogs work a little better sometimes. You ain't got to lift, especially if you got a bad shoulder, you ain't got to move that shoulder up quite as high to clear it.
Roger. Well, you know, we just getting older, and them old bones, they going to get us.
Bones and the joints and everything else, and eyes and ears, all 9 yards. I got a little more trouble with my hands than I used to have. I don't think I got necessarily arthritis. I fell and messed my thumb. I'm left-handed, messed my thumb up on my left hand about 40 years ago. I never did have it fixed, and it gives me trouble every once in a while or some type of probably ligament damage somewhere in there, tendon damage or something that I never got fixed. I think
I start
aching like a toothache sometimes.
I'm left-handed too. I'm all left-handed. But I eat right-handed. I bat right-handed. I throw left-handed. Where it's going to be a baseball or where I'm going to throw a lick in, I'm left-handed. So I'm just kind of back and forth, though.
Left-handed. I do. When I used to play golf right-handed, and I shot a bow, archery right-handed, and I could do. And it don't make me impressed. When we talk about sending code, I can send code right-handed or left-handed. I still keep up with it. I don't have HF rig. I still keep up with it. Let's do it, copy it, I don't know how fast I can send it now, but I can usually copy about 17 or 18 usually. But I was thinking about getting back into it, but my next door neighbor over here, he just got put his X beam up, and he's got a 7300, and he's getting an amp for it. So I don't think I'll be able to put anything, could put anything up. I wouldn't want to interfere with what he's already got. But he stays, he's working FT8 most of the time. I think he stays up in his room, I think. His wife called my wife yesterday and said, we wonder how it was. He said, he's up there around that daggum radio again.
Yeah, Roger, I hear you. Well, Jerry, I think I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. When the news fit come on, I'm going to watch a little bit of that and see what tomorrow brings with the weather. I got to go to a birthday party. But enjoy it. And, talk to you and all, and hope we get to do it a whole lot more times, brother.
No, Jeff, Slumber, I don't hear from you very often. I wanted to touch base with you. Good talking to you as usual. You take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you between now and Christmas. Have a good holiday. Maybe I run into you then tomorrow on a slack day, on a slack Monday or Tuesday. Take care, and have a good 73. N4OVQ, N4DJC clear.
When you come up there and you see that bald-headed man, you just come up there. You'll see a tag on my shirt. You just come up there and tell me who you are, and we'll go from there. Thanks a lot. Enjoyed it, and have a good night.